Good evening, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of Blockchain and Beyond. As always, I'm your host, Farzan. On today's episode, I'm joined by another very special guest. He is someone who's building something on the Algorand ecosystem, but it's not necessarily a tool. He's building a game. And this game is a game that I'm really super excited about. It's, you know, it ties in a lot of aspects of games that I've played and enjoyed in the past. So without much further ado, I would like to introduce Manuel.
Well, thank you, Farsan. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here and to be able to spread a little bit of the word about our project and our passion and what we think about gaming and Web3, since it's just a use case that is right there.
Yeah.
My name is, as you all said, Manuel Pali. I am from Argentina originally. Right now I'm in Argentina. I'm back here to spend the holidays. I've been based in London for the last year as well. My background, I've been working for the past 2 years and a half as a project manager and delivery manager for various software developing companies, from e-commerce to marketing, where I met Sebastian and Nicolas, that are the co-founders of Trantorian and Indel Studios. We met over there. We started working on Interetica, that it's a parent company, that it's a marketing, just a traditional industry marketing company, where I met them. I started working with them. I really enjoyed it. We clicked, and we all shared a passion for blockchain, and we started thinking about Trantorian, and they already had lots of experience in developing games and Unity as well. So it was kind of a no-brainer. We knew that we wanted to be a part of the Web3 revolution, or the Web3 future, together.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome background. You know, I think what we see in Web3 a lot is there's people coming from all various backgrounds, right? You know, people in the Web3 community, they've come from insurance and sales, and you said yourself, you know, project management for different software companies, e-commerce companies. You know, we're seeing a lot of people jump into the space like head first, which is really great to see. So for people who aren't aware of Trantorian or Indelve Studios, what are you guys?
Yeah, so Indelve would be an indie game studio, and we are really focused on developing various Web3 dApps or just integrations. Since we are developing our marketplace, we're doing another like side projects that we are going to use in Trantorian. Trantorian is our first big Web3 project that we are working on. It's a game, as you well said. We took a lot of ideas from games that we all enjoy, as you said, like EVE Online. We have some lots of endless space concepts. It's going to be a really fun game. I mean, we're probably going to do it a little bit less complex. We're looking to do a game that is really deep in content and lore, story, and we think that will create a huge and a great community around it. And in the first version, we want it to be not that complex, because if you are an avid gamer and you've played EVE Online or Endless Space, those are games that take a long time to get used to and to learn, because they have lots of crazy mechanics. Mm-hmm. But the game basically will be separated, but it's not separated, but there will be two main game styles. One, it's as a fleet commander, where you will be able to assemble your fleet with your NFT spaceships. You will be able to explore, to provide services for the other ones that are the space tycoons, like transporting cargo. You can play as well as a space pirate, where you can roam around different trade routes, where you will encounter the fleet commanders that are traveling, and you will actually get in a battle with them, where you will of course get loot and as many games as we already know. And then we have the space tycoon, that are the owners of the planetary systems, that they will be the ones who decide on for example on prices on fuel, on the resources, resource management, and even as a political way of of views, since it depends on who owns what, how they will they will make choices on the future of that planetary system.
Yeah, so you're sort of bringing in a lot of different avenues for people to come and explore something that will suit, you know, everyone. You know, I'm sure there's a playstyle which will suit people that have a lot more time to sit down and play the game, and there'll be playstyles which are more suited for people who perhaps only have limited time during the day. You know, perhaps a space tycoon sort of avenue is more right for them. You know, my biggest question is, you know, do people have the flexibility to change what they do? Are they locked in to a specific path, or are they given the flexibility?
You can play both if you want. I mean, it depends on which NFTs you hold. If you hold spaceships, you will be a space tycoon. You won't be able to play both simultaneously, but once you log in, you will log in as a space tycoon or as a fleet commander. It will.
Yeah.
I mean, we want everyone to be able to play in any style and any way as they want. But
yeah, for sure. I've been reading up on some of your Medium articles, and one thing I really found interesting is that you're looking to be a coinless project.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain
a bit more what that means?
I mean, it's kind of for us at the moment, it makes no sense. I mean, we know that it's not the regular fundraising scheme that everyone runs or does to fund themselves. But we think that NFTs are the base and are the most important thing here. And being that we are developing an algorithm that it's already fast, cheap, and I mean, we already have a token that is Algo. Imagine if, for example, for you to get an iPhone, you would need to get Apple Coin or whatever. It kind of makes no sense until it makes sense because the community wants it, because there's some reason behind it. I think we're not doing it at the moment because it makes no sense to us. And as we said in many articles, we believe that blockchain brings technology to the table that will just educate and make the best use of the technology. Not a token probably makes sense when you're thinking about rewards and about liquidity pools, or that we are not really thinking about that at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think that's quite a unique approach. You know, a lot of projects, you know, the first thing that you read about in their, you know, white paper is, you know, their token, and they don't always have a solid use case for their token. And the token is backed by them saying, you know, oh yeah, in the future we plan to have, you know, these community aspects, or, you know, this DAO, or you'll get these benefits, but it doesn't make sense at the time. Which I think, you know, it's a really interesting take, and it's not one that, you know, a lot of projects are doing. As the focus of the game is NFTs, right? Will everything in the game be tokenized? Will all sort of resources or assets be tokenized? Or is it sort of the bigger assets like spaceships that would be NFTs?
At the moment, the bigger assets, because it's easier. And for a gamer, one of the bases that we really think is that the gamer doesn't really want to be signing a transaction every couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So in-game resources will be managed in-game with the Unity, with the server, and how everything works on a regular game. But the NFTs, the spaceships, the drops that are the blueprints and space and land, they will all be NFTs. And of course, to get in the game, we will need to know which NFTs are in your wallet. Yeah. So they show up.
Okay,
but we want to actually make it as seamlessly as possible as we can, because we know that to bring Web2 players to the space, we really need to make it simple. I mean, a case that we actually thought it was crazy, it was, I don't know if you know about Reddit NFTs.
Yes.
They launched, like, they created 3 million wallets overnight for people that most of them hated NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
But they sold an avatar. That's all they sold, just a personalized avatar.
Yeah.
And people will just, if they like the product, or they like what they're doing, or they have fun playing, they will just join us. And we are, like, our job is to make it as simple as we can for them as well.
Yeah.
You will have both options. If you like blockchain because you love the technology, you love the safety of it, you love having your keys, you can log in with your wallet. That's it. But then you will, of course, have the other option where it will be more simple, and we already have some tools on our ground that facilitate that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think Reddit is one of those use cases or one of those examples that everyone looks up to, and they're like, okay, how did they do it, and how can we kind of copy them? Because, you know, they use a lot of smart marketing. You know, I think they call it like digital collectibles. I think the idea that you can, you know, personalize it, you can make it how you want, really attracted people to it. And because it was integrated so seamlessly, it makes it feel like it's part of the website without having to learn, or without even having to know what's a blockchain, what's a wallet, what's, you know, a transaction, how do I sign it? It all fits into nice one, you know, user experience.
Yep.
And exactly. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, which is going to be, you know, a challenge for games coming in to the space, which hopefully I'm sure you guys are working on some really smart techniques to do that.
Yeah.
So stepping back a little bit from the game, I want to just ask you, what has been your experience with building a game? Have you built games yourself in the past, or, you know, what challenges have you faced when building on blockchain rails specifically?
Yeah, the thing about games, I'm not a developer. As I said, I'm project manager. I'm more on the resource management side of things. But we've done a lot of games. We've done 3D games, VR games. We have a lot of experience, and they all are developed in Unity. So the same way as we approach a regular game, where we build a strong Unity, a great executable, we're doing the same with blockchain. I mean, blockchain doesn't doesn't need to be integrated into the Unity. Because we think that to create that we were speaking before, to create that about making it easy, it should be kind of separated. So the game is just a game. You run it on your computer. When you log in the game, that's when we do the connections. And everything will be handled via APIs. Mm-hmm. So it's even another layer of connection between both of them. But I think that the blockchain itself, it's amazing for gaming.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other games that they do use it a lot more. Like, I don't know, but like Axie or like any other game out there. But I mean, most of them have a token where they give rewards out of, and that makes a bit more complex the connection, because you already always needed to be connected and knowing how much you played, how was your result to calculate the rewards. Mm-hmm. But
no, that makes a lot of sense. I think recently, did you guys attend Decipher?
At Decipher. We were actually at a lot of shows this year. We were super lucky to have the support of the foundation in Argentina. We went to Unified, that it's a Web3 gaming specific game. We were next to Axie, next to the Sandbox, next to all of these huge projects. And we actually had a great time, had a great stand. We did a VR experience where you were on a spaceship and you were kind of driven around and taught some lore and story about Trantorian. And then we were super lucky to be in LA BitConf, where Algorand hosted like an Algo wing, where we were there with Folks Finance, with Wido Network, and with it was Agro Token, and it was, well, of course, the foundation and Rand Labs. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. We got to know a lot of people there. And after that, we went to Decipher, where that was just the cherry on top, where we actually got to meet everyone on the ecosystem, lots of other gaming projects that we were already talking, probably in Discord or Twitter or whatnot, but putting a face to those avatars, it's always great. And just, I think that will actually be something that will benefit all of us for this year, because it's different when you have that kind of connection.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, people coming together at Decipher, unfortunately, I couldn't make it this year. I was actually in like two countries over on holiday with my family when Decipher was happening. But, you know, I think the coming together of the community, especially in, you know, where in times where the market is in a difficult position in general, is probably more important than when the market is, you know, quite positive, because it gives everyone an opportunity to, you know, come together, see what people are doing, and sort of reinforce everyone's, you know, passion as well. You know, you see, you know, Folks Finance are still building, Rand is still building, Agro is still building. All of these projects have not stopped developing, yep. You know, despite the market conditions. And I think that probably says a lot about the determination of all of these projects, right? And, you know, seeing people from the foundation, you know, whether that's Stacy or Silvio, you know, you get to see the people who are the faces behind this technology. I think that's, I can imagine it being really like motivational for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's amazing seeing this, lots of people that we are just focused on developing. And, you know, it's in every bear market, it's the best time to just carry on, develop, and be ready for the next, the next bull run or the next cycle where people will actually pay attention. And we are all going to be a couple of years ahead with many of the things that happen are kind of, as you would say, a purge that kind of needed to happen, in my opinion, my humble opinion, because I'm not no expert, but I mean, it's something that kind of had to happen because you need to get these things out of the way and start just having the trustworthy and the real good projects and people that is behind them.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'm really excited to play the game. So when is it coming out? What's your current roadmap looking like?
We are actually working on the first demo that we aim to launch by the end of the first Q of 2023.
Q1? Okay, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be of course mostly oriented to the Fleet Commander. Mm-hmm. It's going to have almost everything that you saw on the gameplay trailer, but
yep.
Already hosted and being playable, but it's going to be pretty close, and we really want to get feedback on people that actually like games and yep. want to call us out on what's fun or what's not, because we think that that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Then we expect to take us a couple of like 4 to 6 months until the beta, after we see how the feedback goes and what we decide to do at that point. And then by the end of the year, we're aiming to launch the first season with all the Fleet Commander functionality on. We think that by the end of the year, we'll have something.
Yeah, awesome. So it's looking like about a year for the full game to sort of come out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, people can obviously follow you guys on Twitter and Discord to keep up. And you guys are always doing some sort of giveaways as well, which is quite nice. Yeah. On the Discord, your community is actually quite active. When you join, someone always says hello to you. You know, you can ask questions and so on. And I think everyone in that Discord is quite, I want to say, passionate towards these sort of games, because I think that's what brings the community together, is a lot of the shared experiences. You know, playing these video games is just another way for us to come together. And you, you said yourself, you're inspired by games, you know, Endless Space, EVE Online, you know, other 4X, you know, based games. And those games usually have a strong community because everything is community driven, whether that's the in-game politics or the marketplace or, you know, all the fighting that happens. It happens because of the players. It happens because of the community. And I think, you know, seeing that you guys are already building up that foundation, so, you know, when you're ready to hit the ground, you can hit the ground running. I think that's going to be like a massive thing for you guys going forwards.
Thank you. We really, that's what we're aiming for. And that's why we're building this way as well, because we already have the architecture done, because we know that this kind of games, once they start scaling, you need to be ready and you need to have everything, a solid foundation where everything works. And for the future, I mean, these are games that hang around for a long time. Communities are strong, and I mean, it's always a game that's always in an evolution state where it will always keep
changing,
growing as the community decides, basically.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think I'm out of my big questions. So we can take a quick little pause here. I'll just make a note of the time. Just to ask you if there's anything else that you want to really discuss. Are there any questions you wanted me to ask but I haven't asked?
No, not really. I mean, we're something that I could make a little shout out. It's we're releasing anytime soon our first like profile picture collection.
Yep.
But it's basically because the community wanted it, and we are really working on the art side. We're doing kind of a rework on the racism a lot because we know how important it is, and mm-hmm. you know, that's it. Just give us your feedback. What I always say is just I want people to join our community to give us feedback, and that's how games are built and how great games are built, because the community behind it is the one that's going to play at the end of the day. So
yeah, no, definitely. I totally agree with that. And you know, I think that's a testament to you guys already listening to your community. You know, your community have asked you for, you know, a profile picture NFTs, and you know, you guys have gone out of your way to done that. Yeah. And you know, it's maybe something which was, you know, further down on your timeline, but because the community wanted it, you know, you brought it forward, you gave the people what they wanted. And you know, the thing with NFTs is, you know, you can always add features down the line, you can add benefits to the people who supported yeah. you earlier on, you know, and it can just be, you know, a small thing, but people, you know, the community especially really appreciate that. So you know, the fact that you've kind of jumped the gun yeah. in a good way is you yeah. know, really, really awesome to see.
Yeah, of course. We will definitely make sure that it's worth their time and all goes.
Yeah.
To have our NFTs.
I wanted to say a lot of the spaceships look really cool. You've got some reveals on your website already. And yeah. some of them are, you know, they do give me a lot of, you know, EVE Online inspired, like some of the designs, but they're still very different and unique in their own right. And, you know, yeah. if someone looks at them, you know, they could be from any sort of like sci-fi universe, but you wouldn't be able to put your finger on it, which I think is really cool. You know, you have, you know, the Henkos, which is like, you know, a little white submarine looking, you know, it's probably more of like a sneaky little ship. Then you have yeah. the like... Rufik, I think is how it's pronounced. You know, that looks more of like a combat ready ship, you know, where you'll probably be, you know, quite scared if someone bumps into you with it. And you know, I think that's what I really enjoyed about these, you know, space based games, is this like creative aspect where, you know, within the world there's all these different factions and coalitions, and each of them have their own different style of yeah. ships, and each of these ships have meanings, and you know, that actually has an impact in the game because all of their capabilities are different. You know,
yep.
some ships will use close range weapons, some will use long range weapons, you know, some will have other, you know, little tricks up their sleeves as well to, yeah. you know, to play around the battlefield.
Yeah.
And I think yeah, that level of depth is what makes a lot of these games interesting as well. But it's not just one sided where, you know, this ship beats that ship and that ship beats that ship. You know, it's all about the strategy and how you approach the situation rather than necessarily what ship you have or how many you have, because you may have less ships but you still have capacity to actually come out on top. And I think that's a really, really cool feature as well.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you really did your homework, and that's how it works, and we really want to bring that aspect into the game because we think that communities, guilds, they're the one of the most important aspects that they've always been around. I mean, I played World of Warcraft and it was crazy, and you would just hang out on whatever city you were hanging out, and that's it. You were yeah. just hanging out with your buddies. You had yeah. a couple of hours and you were just doing nothing, just go in there and chat.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. metaverses were invented mm-hmm. 20 years ago. They're nothing new. They're just communities.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them something to do and to have fun. And of course, the whole strategy part, it's for us, it's super important. As you said, different spaceships have different functions. We're taking aspects of any MMO game where you have instead of having a rogue, you have a cloak system where you will just backstab and kind of move faster. So we love that those kind of things. I think those are the things that will actually make it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think the community and guild aspect is, you know, I stopped playing EVE Online like actively, you know, two or three years ago after quite a few years. But still to this day, I am still in the Discord, in the Slack, still talking to the people that I played with, yeah. Because, you know, over those years, you get to know these people, right? You know, all of these people have their own families, their own jobs, their lives, you know. And I think, you know, we see a lot of similarities, even in places like Twitter, right, where you interact with people on Twitter, in the Algorand community, in the crypto community. And, you know, when you get to know these people, you learn that, you know, they are actual people as well. You know, they have livelihoods, yeah. And, you know, they have their likes and their dislikes, and there's people behind it. And, you know, it is, like you said, you could be sitting in Stormwind in World of Warcraft for, you know, 6 hours. And the next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. and you're like, oh, I've got work in the morning. Because time really, really does fly when you're spending, you know, the time with people that you enjoy playing with.
Yeah, and it's a great way to socialize, because many people get to talk many things that they don't even do with people outside, probably, and that are next to them. And there, it's just a safe and crazy space that we all love. I mean, old school gamers like myself, I used to use Skype. We're always there with some point of connection. Before that, there were forums where you would just interact on a forum. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the essence of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And for me, you know, some of these friendships that I've made playing these games have translated into, like, real life, you know, opportunities as well, you know. You know, people that I've played games with have, put me forward for potential jobs at their companies. You know, some of these people I've actually flown out to their country to visit them, to visit their families, stay with them. And, you know, it's you make a lot of connections that you wouldn't otherwise, because it just broadens, you know, the people you talk to. You know, you're in Argentina right now, and, you know, if I hadn't spoken to you, I wouldn't have known that. And, you know, we wouldn't have talked about the football for 5 minutes before we started, you know. So, you know, it just brings people together a lot more. And I think that's probably the key takeaway that, you know, I think more people need to hear, is that community is what builds these projects. You know, it's the people behind it, and the people building the project and the people involved with the project are what make a project successful in the end. Because you can have the best game ever, but if there's no community behind it, there's nothing there for you.
No, for sure. I've been following lots of Web3 games. I mean, not only on Algorand, but mainly in other chains as well, because kind of you gotta see what's out there, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
How many games that already kind of launched or something, but they've left their community a long ago. Mm-hmm. Like, when things start to go sideways, they just, I mean, we all know that it's hard to create an organic community that is actually interested in what we're doing, but we know that that's the only way that the project will work.
Yeah.
And we're working super hard for it, and we think that it's going to work. And once we know that the demo, it's a big step, and it's something that everyone's waiting out there, because that's how you make games. You actually need to play. You need to try it out. But once that's done, I think everything will change a lot. And we have a lot of great partnerships and contacts in South America with great influencers and people that are super behind us and helping us in a lot of decision making and giving us their opinion when we ask. Mm-hmm. That once we have something, they will probably start helping us promote it and getting the word out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm conscious of time, so I think we'll probably begin to wrap this up. So first of all, thank you so much for coming on here. I would just like to let people know where they can find you. So on Twitter, you can find Manuel. His at is at Pali Manuel. You can find Trantorian is at Trantorianverse on Twitter, or the website is Trantorian.com. On both of those places, they will have links to their Discord, their YouTube, their other social media channels. You guys should check them out. This is a project I'm super excited for, because it sort of like wakes up the like gamer in me, and there's not a lot of projects out there right now which actually do that, so I'm quite excited for this one. Manuel, any words from you?
No, man, thank you. Thanks for having us and just giving us the space, and really just join us. We're always there. You can contact me on Discord, Twitter, wherever you want. Even Fakwar, a media manager, Zulfu, we're a pretty pretty big team that we're already always around. So just go ahead and join us.
Perfect. Great.